The Chief Executive Office of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham, says the single spine salary structure is in existence to ensure equity and fairness between superior officers and their subordinates. He noted that the failure of his outfit to arrive at an amicable solution with the medical doctors was due to a demand that is not in conformity with their mandate. Mr. Graham said the single spine treated the health professionals with equity and fairness and not to treat some with kid gloves at the expense of others. He spoke to Abraham Asari on Behind the News.
We have met with the management of the Ministry of Health. We are the team. Ministry of Health had a representative, Ghana Health Service had a representative, and the teaching hospitals also had a representative, constituting the management. We had met with them to agree on the grading structure and everything. The grading structure that we agreed on with the Ghana Medical Association, the commission did not change anything in that grading structure. It is therefore unfortunate that after we have done that and agreed on the grading structure with all the groups to ensure that there's a certain internal consistency and equity, they will come back and look at other groupings within the Ghana Health Service, including nurses and then the medical assistants, and say that they don't like where they are placed as compared to the doctors. And I think that is very unfortunate.
Why did you allow them to have their way in refusing to meet with other members or other groupings within the Ghana Health Service?
We normally encounter some of these difficulties. And as we were discussing, we keep drawing the attention to it. And we keep drawing the attention that, look, this is not helping us, and it is delaying the whole process. In any case, if they say they don't want to come together, what else could we have done as a commission? We agreed with the management that in any case, if they won't come together, it will delay the process, but let's go ahead and meet them as groups and see if we can have reach some consensus. And that's what we have done.
Do you not think that permissiveness on your part is what has resulted in this?
We've learned our lessons, but as a commission, we also need to be a bit accommodative when it comes to some of these things. If an institution says that, or union says, I don't want to be part of this group or that group, and you think that you can still go ahead like we have done now. If, for instance, they have accepted the grade, because we have agreed with the grades with all the groups, so if they have not raised these issues, it means that the grading structure would have been the thing of the past, because we would have agreed on the grading structure.
That was the Chief Executive Officer of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham. A labor expert, Austin Game, expressed dismay at the way the doctors in the country channel their grievances. He said the threats by the doctors to strike is inappropriate and entreated the Labour Commission to bring them to order. Mr. Game spoke to Abraham Asari.
Doctors are normally feared not because people want to fear them, but people are afraid that when they are sick, they will go to the same doctor and they don't know what will happen to them if they criticize them or say things that they do not want to hear. But it will be wrong and unjustifiable with the kind of understanding some of us have to fail this nation by not drawing their attention to what is right. I think what they are doing, they should re-examine themselves well and find out whether it is proper to treat people who pay them their monthly salary the way they are treating them. It's not proper. If you have a genuine case, we have structures in Ghana. Ghana is not just hanging in the air. It's a nation with laws passed by sovereign parliament of Ghana. And this law is to administer S. Part of it is at 651, which govern labor relations in Ghana. And doctors are not exempted. They are in the first place not supposed to address the matter to the office of the president. But that is not the place for the matter to go. They are disturbing him. Two, if they have a case, as I heard the chief executive saying, where they are to go is the National Labor Commission, not to any other body. That is a structure that has been outlined in the Labor Act for everybody, including those who work in the office of the president. If they have the case, that is where they are supposed to go. Nobody is exempted. So please, and we must all know, both private and public workers, they are paid by people who contribute money like insurance into a pool, and out of that they are paid. And we don't take only pay. There are various, including the doctor himself, when he's sick and he takes medicine, it is the contribution of all of us that is used to buy the medicine to administer to all of us.
A labor expert, Austin Game, in that interview with Abraham Asari.